Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, the 21st of December. I hope you're all well. Sorry if I was a bit morose yesterday. What a shit weekend, honestly. I mean, that happened. Spurs were absolutely dreadful. Those of you Friday night, remember when I tuned in with Suggsy? We turned what I thought was three very sensible performances against City, Chelsea and Arsenal. 7 points out of nine. We've managed to turn that into 8 points out of six in a heartbeat. Absolutely no chance that team gets top four. You can't win football matches playing in the playing in your own half. It's simple as that. And hoping that your two superstar strikers get two chances a game and score them both. Awful. I can't see. I had a look at the fixtures. I spoke to Suggsy this morning. Still talk shite. I had a look at the fixtures, and I think we have got Wolves away up next. Then we've got Fulham, Leeds, and Villa. And I can't see us winning any more than one of those games the way we're playing. You'd like to think we'd beat Fulham at home. Certainly can't see us winning away at Wolves. Leeds are going to come and have a go. You know, they're gung-ho. I'm not sure Tottenham would be set up to cope with that. And I can't see us going to Villa and beating them. So I think all this, and I did say it at the time, of course I'm going to sing when we're top of the league, but any talk of Tottenham being close to winning anything with that midfield is ridiculous. The manager may be a winner, but the team is scarred by years of failure and you've got, again, no entitlement to win anything, but you'd like to think, you know, when the league was looking iffy, but you can't see him finishing above. It'll be Tottenham, City, Chelsea, and you've got to give United credit, you know, good. I didn't see it, but bang six in against anybody in this league is good. Did they get their standard penalty? I haven't genuinely didn't even look yesterday. I didn't pay any attention to anything yesterday. But getting the results, to be fair to him, you've got to give him credit. He's, you know, I've been critical, but you've got to give credit where it's due. Getting the results above Spurs, game in hand. So garbage. And then the old 2 NFL was rubbish as well. Everything, and San Francisco finally can't make the playoffs. So basically, all in, everything went to shit over the weekend. But we get up Monday morning, new week, crack on. As I say, there's people dying in the world, so there's much worse things than Spurs losing games of football or us not being able to have the family round. Today, what have I got? I've got a couple of pod horses, which one is running shortly. Good question, well presented. I have got, he says, can't find them now. He's scrambling. I did say that Mindset Monday, etc., go on break till New Year. 12:45, Luck of Clover. That's probably going to miss that unless you're really quick. And 2:15, Wakul. Musselburgh 2:15, Wakul. Football-wise, not much tonight. We've got a massive midweek, 74 games midweek, so everything will be done as normal up through till Thursday. And then ultimate, guys, as I said, Christmas Day, I'll do the process. No real issue doing that now, so I'll do that as just as normal now on Friday morning. I think I'll call it Friday instead of Christmas Day now. I'll just call it Friday morning. Tonight, Mitterlund, 6 o'clock, Mitterlund-Njordsland, if there hasn't been a second half goal by 70 minutes, providing it's not 4x to either team. Then drip lay the current scoreline. So if it's 1-0, for example, drip lay under 1.5, 70 minutes onwards in Denmark, 6 o'clock kickoff. Mitterlund versus Nordsjælland. That's it from me. I'm going to leave you all to it. As I say, I'll be back football tomorrow, big midweek programme. So everything will run as normal. Got it wrong. Villa fans, I got that wrong. West Brom, I mean, Livermore, what are you doing? That's Aurier, what was he doing? Livermore, these players, they're just a calamity. Livermore learnt his trade at Spurs, another one. Just stupid mistakes. I did think West Brom might offer some sort of threat, but it appears that they didn't. I just got everything wrong. I got the whole thing. Palace draw, lost 7-0. I got the whole lot. Just, it's one of them weekends. Get back in under the covers, curl up in a ball and dribble for a while, and pretend it didn't happen. But that's the good thing with this game. You get up, dust yourself off. Well, I do anyway, and push on. But yeah, Villa fans, take it on the chin. I suppose you beat us now, and then I've got a hide in the corner. Bollocks, isn't it all bollocks. Right, fucking world's going mad, honestly. It is going barking mad. Have a lovely whatever it is, Monday. I'm sure some of you finished work Friday, so perhaps got a bit of time off. Enjoy the time off, and if you've got your families, enjoy that. And I will be back with you, as I say, after I've done the football tomorrow morning.